Welcome to the Lightly Salted Podcast. These are the readings and sermons of St. John's Lutheran Church of Park Rapids, Minnesota. They are offered so that the Word of God would shape and strengthen you to be what He calls you to be, salt and light. You can find us at stjohnspr.org. Now, on to the Word. Our Old Testament reading is recorded for us in the prophet Isaiah, the 61st chapter, the promise of the work of the Messiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, and that He may be glorified. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our epistle reading is recorded for us in the letter to the Romans, the 7th chapter. Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to Him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God. For while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit of death. But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel is recorded for us in the Gospel of St. John, the 13th chapter. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that the hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved His own who are in the world, He loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands and that He had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside His outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around His waist. Then He poured water into a basin and began to wash His disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around Him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to Him, "Lord, do You wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to Him, "You shall never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share in me." Simon Peter said to Him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For He knew who was going to betray Him, and that's why He said, "Not all of you are clean." When He had washed their feet and put on His outer garments, He resumed His place. He said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do just as I have done for you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. And by this, All people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. This is the gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good afternoon. Grace, peace, and mercy be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Water, a bucket, a loaf of bread, and a bottle of wine. Now, these are just everyday random objects that might be found in every home. Now, for many people, especially for those outside the faith, the first thought would come to mind is probably, perhaps, a relaxing evening, enjoying some wine while soaking your feet and eating some bread while you're at it. But on the other hand, when these objects are brought up for the faithful, we see something different. These random objects remind us of the most important act of service that Christ shared with his disciples. Think of that scene in the upper room, with Jesus and his disciples gathered together to celebrate the Passover in what they assume will be the traditional manner, as they have celebrated for the last couple of years together. But right from the start, the disciples see that this will not be an ordinary night, especially as they see Jesus bending down, taking a basin of water, wraps a towel about his waist, and tells them to show him his feet. This is not something ordinarily done by a host of a meal. This was a task reserved for the lowliest of servants, especially in Jewish culture at this time. It was reserved for the Gentiles. What Jesus was doing was entirely out of character for his culture. No wonder the disciples were taken aback. Especially Peter, who speaks in utter disbelief when he says, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" And listen how Jesus answered him. "What I am doing to you, you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." And Peter said, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." This act, this humble act of service, was foreign to these disciples. Foreign because what host, what teacher, what master would do this for his own students? Only a slave would do such demeaning labor. The modern equivalent might be the host asking for your jackets, but that's even pushing that to a stretch. Yet what we're looking at when at this foot washing, this was an act to ensure that the filth of the road remained there, right on the road, and had no place amongst the meal, no place in the house. And Jesus makes it so much more, especially when he says, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." This becomes more than just a matter of just dirty feet. It's a matter of an unclean heart. Christ makes it plain and simple. If you are not washed of your sins, then you shall have no place with me. Thus, it becomes a way of preparing the disciples of what is to come. The washing of our sins by the blood of Christ. One of which they will be reminded of in the few hours just ahead. Yet after he completed the washing of all these feet of the disciples, he opens up a little bit more about what he's doing and the point he's trying to drive at. Hear him now when he says, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do just as I have done to you. And truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him." Hard to believe that this was a lesson in service. But here Jesus is, teaching them even before he is taken. And no one's not above serving one another. And Jesus doesn't want us to leave us the serving just to him alone, but teaches us to serve. But how do we do that? Just as he did, humbly and with assurance, quietly, without complaint, not half-heartedly. He makes sure that the job is done right. Jesus does what he teaches, and so should we. Following his example as he has taught us. Now, his act of service on this holy night guides us as we now work to serve our neighbors in our communities in Jesus' name throughout our lives. No job should be too demeaning for us to accept. No dirty, disgusting part of our service should prevent us from following through with helping one another. No distraction should keep us from putting our whole heart, soul, and mind into helping our neighbors, taking up a task to the benefit of those in need. And sure, we can come with a number of ways and how we wish to reject this, turn away from serving one another, how we don't want to do this work. But here we see Christ's example, teaching us to serve, to help, to say yes to people no matter what. See, no disciple was turned away that night, not even Judas. Jesus washed Judas's feet just like he did the others. Jesus' servant heart still reached out to the one whom he knew would betray him this night. But he did it anyways. This is how deep the service of our Lord goes. So how deep does our service go? How many feet have you washed lately, so to speak? See, these roles that we have accepted, if any, to serve in our churches, hospitals, or care centers, our neighborhoods. Holy Week is the perfect time to learn what it means to serve. The perfect time to ask ourselves, where is Christ guiding me to serve? And I get it, we can't do everything, of course. But there may be certain ways in which we can assist. Something that's tailor-made for the gifts that God has given us. There's many different ways in which that can be accomplished. Serving is not easy, but it is rewarding. We receive more from when we give to others than we get ourselves. And there's a great sense of unity that we get when we get to see how we get to serve one another and be reminded and reflected upon what Christ has done serving us. It's a time to reflect upon how he has cared, how he has loved us and helping us in this life. And Maundy Thursday is, of course, most often focused directly on the Last Supper, especially when Jesus took that bread and wine and told his disciples, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Take and drink. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Do this in remembrance of me." In many ways, Holy Communion is an act of service too. Jesus serves us this holy meal for us to be nourished and strengthened in our faith and to be rid of our sins. Each time that bread is broken and the wine is poured, when they are consecrated, there is a rich and deeply moving service from our Lord that takes place just as powerfully as it does now as it did just then. While Holy Communion is offered, especially in worship, it's also one that doesn't happen just in the sanctuary of a church alone. It is one that is taken to the hospital room, delivered to the homebound. As the servants of Christ carry out the elements to the people where they are, no matter what they are facing, right when they need it most. And for many, receiving Holy Communion on this Maundy Thursday means a lot more. It's like you're right there with Christ at the table the night he was betrayed. But it should be like that every time you and I partake of this holy meal. For it is a foretaste of what is to come. It was a meal shared amongst the disciples then, and it is still shared amongst his saints today. Every time we partake, we proclaim his death until he returns. Every time we come to the table of our Lord, we are receiving Christ. for he is present in, with, and underneath the bread and the wine. This isn't just another meal. It's not like you're going to stop at McDonald's for the drive-thru. Here, we are fed physically and spiritually. Each time we receive the promise of Christ that he gave to his disciples all those years ago, we receive forgiveness of our sins. Christ is with us in this feast. Christ is with us, helping us help one another. It is in these two things that Christ gives us strength as we are guided ever closer to his cross. For tomorrow we'll be standing at the foot of his cross, witnessing the ultimate act of service on our behalf, where he gives himself up for you, for me, for this world. Or in the light of this great act, the example of service set forth by him, we go about serving our neighbor with joy and gladness in all the days of our life here on earth. So this Maundy Thursday, be guided to the cross. Be guided to serve one another just as Christ has served you. Be a servant that gives freely as Christ gave. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Lightly Salted. We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us at stjohnspr.org or look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Our thanks to Eric Medeish at soundimage.org for Morning Dew.
God's blessings.